Hey, gosh darn it. It's all about the kids. It's all about molding our young people by indoctrination or by undoctrination. For instance, two-time Pulitzer-winning Washington Post writer Gene Weingarten, an atheist, is fed up with the relentless drumming of religion into the heads of our impressionable youth. So he's just published a book meant to introduce the idea of godlessness to kids. His children's book is called Me and Dog, about the relationship between a young child named Sid and his canine pal, Murphy.
Murphy thinks when things go bad, he must have somehow made me mad. Happy things get understood as his reward for being good. It isn't true. The world is large, and I'm a kid. I'm not in charge. I sometimes think there is no boss, that most things happen just because. Murphy, though, does not agree. He sits around and worships me.
Mm-hmm. So as long as you're going to take the word of there is no God to children, you may as well take a shot at prayer while you're at it. Could you read it for me?
It's silly how he prays and pleads, since I give Murphy all he needs. Because he doesn't want me mad, Murphy tries to not be bad. And he isn't, I admit, except for when he is a bit. I wonder if he'd be as good if Murphy ever understood that I am not the Lord and King of absolutely everything. You know, people have read this book and not seen that this was essentially a gentle atheist argument. So this can be read as a parable or it can be read as a narrative. In a narrative, it's just a story about a boy and his dog and something that happens on a walk. And many people are reading it that way. My editor, who I call Tom the Butcher, says that he thinks the title, Me and Dog, is too gentle, and that the real title should be There Is No Dog But Dog.
I want to know really what you're about here. Did you write this book to give atheist and agnostic parents a way for their children to look at the world that is not overwrought with religious orthodoxy? Are you just spoiling for a fight with the religious right because you're fed up that religion continues to intrude on secular activities of government and society? What is your goal here?
Well, okay. The book is gentle. And the honest goal is to allow the beginning of a conversation between parents and very young children. But the truth is there is some anger behind it. If you go to Amazon.com and search for children's books and religion, there will be thousands of books, things like How to Teach Zoroastrianism to a 7-Year-Old. There is no end of books about religion for children. If you search for atheism and children's books, there's almost nothing out there. So I wanted to have something out there, but also I wanted to counter something else. Have you ever heard of a book called Heaven is for Real?
Yeah.
It's a huge bestseller by a guy named Todd Burpo, and it was about his son who got sick and went into a coma and believes that he spent some time in heaven conversing with Jesus. And if we're troweling this kind of stuff into the heads of our kids, it's better that they read Me and Dog.
What aspect of this is likely to be most infuriating to the faithful? The idea that you're questioning their faith, one might argue ridiculing it by comparing it to the relationship between a little boy and his dog, or that you are explicitly indoctrinating children to be skeptical of what their parents and clergymen tell them about their religion. Which do you think is going to make people's head explode more?
Actually, I don't think it's that hostile or subversive. And essentially what it's saying is, what if this world of ours is not based on presumptions of magic? What if this world is really what we see is what we get? Would that be so bad? And the book essentially says, no, there is a secular magic in everything around us. The world is beautiful. We have love. We should take care of each other. That is not a frightening concept for any parent to deliver to a child. That's what the book's doing.
You've got kids. They're grown kids now. But what did you tell them about God when they were growing up?
The subject never came up. It was obvious to them that we had no religion. We'd answer any questions directly. You know, some people believe, etc. What happened was when my daughter became of college age, the thing that I would have tried to design happened. She had a curiosity about religion. She hadn't learned about it from us. So in college at the University of Pennsylvania, she became a double major. One was pre-med and the other was religion. And now she is an agnostic and a veterinarian.
What a perfect audience for me and dog.
There you go.
I understand you say it's gentle, but it looks to me like you are spoiling for a fight. And I'm actually surprised that it has resulted in nary a peep in the religious right, on the conservative media. I'm wondering, what if they held a culture war and nobody came?
Well, with any kind of luck, this show will make that happen.
I suggest prayer. All right, man.
Good talking to you.
Gene Weingarten is a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist who writes for The Washington Post. His new Me and Dog is on sale now.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.